LA4 is the state's premier pre-K program, acknowledged by early childhood education experts such as Dr. Carl T. Ramey of Virginia Tech as being one of the best in the nation.
We know that children who have the LA4 experience, when compared to children who do not have LA4, are less likely to be retained in grade. They are less likely to need special education, and they perform higher on statewide tests at both third and fourth grade.
So is Louisiana anywhere close to achieving the universal pre-K goal for the next school year? Not according to a new report done by researchers from Tulane and LSU. It shows that less than 18% of Louisiana's kids attended any form of pre-K program last year. The report also says some of the kids living in the state's highest poverty parishes aren't getting any access to LA4. Dr. Ramey believes that's short-sighted.
One of the most important things the science has told us is that high-quality programs have a particularly large benefit for the children who come from the least resourceful, most vulnerable environments.
Children in extreme northeast Louisiana, the so-called Delta parishes, East Carroll, Madison, and Tensaw, only have access to Head Start, funded by the federal government. That program has come under criticism because it costs more per child than some state-run programs, such as LA4. But part of that cost comes from Head Start's focus on more than just academics. Tensaw Head Start Director Gwynetta Turner explains.
Health screenings, dental screenings, developmental screenings. We have someone that come in and do evaluations of our children. They need speech or whatever they need.
Patricia Buchanan-Williams, the director of Tallulah Head Start in Madison Parish, says the region is so poor that families don't have other access to these services.
So while here we give vision screening as well as hearing, and many times an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Then you think little Johnny can't read, little Johnny can't see.
And Head Start is teaching these disadvantaged children to read and count and recognize colors and patterns.
Blue, green, blue. Very good. So each one of you get another blue square.
Dr. Ramey says access to Head Start is better than no pre-K access at all.
There are really fine Head Start programs in some places. Some places there needs to be some serious improvement.
Debate over pre-K is in full swing in state houses across the South. In Mississippi, the debate is over whether to implement a state pre-K program at all. While in Louisiana, pre-K policy has lately taken a turn toward efficiency. Last year, state lawmakers enacted a bill to form a single pre-K network. Children in all pre-K programs will be tested, and only the programs and facilities that produce kindergarten-ready children will be funded. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Sue Lincoln in Baton Rouge.